The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
What's ahead for the year 2002 with the terrorist attacks of September 11th, the anthrax poisoning, and now a land war in Afghanistan? What is really going to happen over the next year or two? Do you know? Do you know anyone else who knows? Yet, my friends, there is a genuine authority who can tell us what does lie ahead. You can understand. It's going to affect your life. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith explores the question, what's ahead for 2002? And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
During World War II, Sir Winston Churchill told the American Congress, there is a great design and purpose being worked out here below. And an even greater leader, Jesus Christ, tells all of us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Yet the only written word of God at that time was what we call the Old Testament. Think about that. Are you willing to let the word of God, all of the word of God, tell you what to do? Are you willing to listen to this? And to listen to what God, the God of creation, tells us in His inspired Word and act on it. If you have a Bible handy, go get your Bible. Check up on me. Don't just believe me. You believe what you read in the pages of your Bible. That's a challenge we give you on this program. We are preaching to you not just ideas, saying the Bible says, and often the Bible does not say that. When ministers or professing ministers of Christ say that, it means something else. Turn with me in the pages of your Bible to Amos chapter 3 and find out what the Bible does say. Amos chapter 3, beginning in verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in the city, God says, will not the people be afraid? If there's calamity in a city, will not the Eternal have done it? In other words, isn't God ultimately in charge of the big events that are taking place in world affairs? Yes, He is. He is in charge of the major events. Surely the Eternal God does nothing, Amos continues, unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? My friends, God does have true servants here on this earth now who will give warning to those who are willing to listen. Willing to listen to those who are not in the mainstream, perhaps, but whom God is using to preach His truth. Think about it. Remember the startling television footage we saw of the World Trade Center, how it was attacked and coming down? We have a picture of the World Trade Center before it's come down. Picture what New York used to look like. The events of September 11th were shot across the bow to alert God's people of what is truly going to happen in these last days. It's a warning. Notice this prophecy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. I'm reading from the Word of God. But know this, God tells us, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Are they coming? You'd better believe it, with the attack on the World Trade Center, it alerted all of us, and the attack on the Pentagon. Perilous times shall come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Oh boy, are they wrapped up. This is the age of self, self-awareness, self-fulfillment, self. Self, self. Lovers of money. What's the main interest that Americans seem to have had in the last few years? Money and material goods. Boasters, proud, blasphemers. Yes, they're beginning to curse and damn God's name on television, even on the main channels more and more now, aren't they? Getting right into it in our so-called Christian society. Disobedient to parents. A wave of disobedience has swept across our land the last couple decades. Children rising against their parents, against authorities, against the school teachers, riots in the schools, policemen having to be put in there. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. They sure don't control themselves today. They want to have fun, they want to do what they want to do, and they want to do it now. But brutal, despisers of good, and he says, traitors, heady, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Yes, they don't really love God. They talk about God, but they don't do what God says. Having a form of godliness. Think about that. A whole lot of people go to church, but how much has it affected their daily lives? Not very much, I'm afraid. Having a form of godliness, but denying its authority. Denying the authority of this book. The inspired revelation from God. And then coming up, well, I think this, and I think that, and this is my opinion. And go to the church of your choice. God doesn't say go to the church of your choice. He tells you to obey Him. And you'd better find a church that teaches what He says. That's what God says, and that's what God shows you clearly in the Bible. So He says people of this world just try to have their own ideas. They have a form of godliness, but they deny its authority. From such people turn away. That is God's command, my friend. I hope you can understand that, and we had better all wake up as these events get underway. Notice now down in verse 12 here of this same chapter following on, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The true people of God will be persecuted. They're not in the mainstream. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So things will not get better. They will get worse unless there is an unprecedented national repentance. Our entire nation coming to a kind of repentance that has never taken place. So we've got to understand that. Things will get worse for the United States, Canada, and the British descended peoples unless we repent. Jesus Christ specifically described our time in an inspired prophecy. Notice Matthew 24, a place we often turn, but you need to understand it now in this relationship. Matthew chapter 24, and I'm going to focus on a few things, telling us what's ahead for 2002. Notice verse 3, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, His disciples came privately, and they asked Him, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of Your coming and the end of the age? The end of this period of human society under the influence of Satan the devil, as God tells us. Not the end of the world, the end of the earth, but the end of the age. Jesus answered, take heed that no one deceives you. Check up on me, and please check up on all the other guys. Find out who is preaching this book. You need to know. You really do need to know, because a lot of you are deceived. Most of you are deceived. Many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation will rise against nation, individual wars. Kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines. And boys, there are going to be famine, not just in Afghanistan, but gradually spreading to our nation, believe it or not. Disease epidemics, the anthrax poisoning and other types of poisoning are already beginning, and earthquakes in various places. They have been increasing in frequency and in intensity the last few years, and they're going to continue to increase. Earthquakes. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They're not the end. God is going to shake our civilization until people are willing to begin to listen to the truth and to wake up and to realize they don't have it made. This human society apart from God is not where it's at, folks. It just is not. We're having more marriages break up, people getting into every kind of perversion, things God hates, murdering the little babies, about 35 million of them over the last number of years, through abortion. What a horrible thing. You talk about the 6 million Jews in the Holocaust, and that was a horrible thing. Terrible. Should never have happened. Should never happen again. But what about the Holocaust of the little unborn children that don't even have a chance to speak for themselves? No place to run. Nothing they can do in getting murdered in our so-called civilization. Think about it. So God says these are the beginning of sorrows, obviously, unless we repent. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. And will kill you, he talks to his disciples, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Somewhere on this earth is the true work of God. Somewhere on this earth are true people of God. They're going to obey Him, and they're going to be persecuted. They're going to be hated by the nations. The great mainstream churches are not hated by all the world. Not at all. They're accepted. But somewhere on this earth will be true servants of God. Like Elijah and Elisha and Jeremiah, for instance. Remember how Jeremiah kept being put in prison, finally lowered down to a slime pit, and a black man finally got the king's favor and was willing to deliver him out of it. Yes, God's servants are going to go through a lot. My friends, during the next few years, you're going to undoubtedly see an increase in war, famine, disease epidemics, and persecution of true Christians. Think about it. These things are going to happen. So what is specifically inspired to happen next year? What is going to happen? More on that in a moment. But now I invite you to write or call for our most important booklet on Bible prophecy. This booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain, will give you the vital key to unlock the real meaning, the full meaning of Bible prophecy. You can't afford to be without it. What's Ahead for America and Britain? Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic, my friends. We were in Matthew 24, the Olivet Prophecy, and I just finished reading verses 7 and 8. Matthew 24, remember Jesus said, kingdom will rise against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They're not the end. And Jesus continued, then they will deliver you up to tribulation. A great tribulation is coming upon our nations and certainly upon the people of God. They'll kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, betray one another, and hate one another. A time of hatred, of people turning on people, brother turning upon brother. Then many false prophets will arise and deceive many. Read the Bible to study it and to understand it, not just to get comfort alone. Comfort's okay in its place, of course, but study to understand this book and ask God, the Creator, your Father in heaven, ask Him for understanding. And if you ask sincerely, He'll begin to give you that understanding. He says, then, because lawlessness will abound, a whole wave of lawlessness sweeping across our society, the love of many will wax cold. And, of course, it's going to be lawlessness against God's laws, too. The laws of God and the laws of man. Man turning and turning away from God. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Those who endure to the end, who are faithful in doing what God says. And this gospel of the kingdom, the gospel we preach on this program, not a message about the person of Christ, the little Lord Jesus, or Jesus dead on a cross. Yes, his sacrifice was very important, tremendous, something we ought to have profound feeling for. But that's just the beginning. Christ is now at God's right hand. He's our living head, the head of his true church. He's our living high priest, and he is our coming king, preparing with the Father, sitting at the Father's right hand, to come back in glory and power and majesty to straighten out things here on this earth. Think about that part of Jesus Christ's persona. Think about Christ, the whole Christ and his message of the coming kingdom of God, the government of God to be set up on this earth when he returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to this earth. We need to get our minds on that. And so this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the nations as a witness. They won't all obey, not until Christ comes, but as a witness at least. And then the end will come. Yes, the end of this society will come at that time. We've got a job to do. We've got to get out and get this message around the world, those of you who understand. And I hope all of you want to join in getting that message out. Now notice Luke's account. Turn to Luke's account of this same prophecy, chapter 21 of Luke. In verse 10, Jesus said, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places. Not just little earthquakes, but great earthquakes are going to come. And famines and pestilences, which means disease epidemics. And those disease epidemics may be started by terrorism, as we already see. Some of them may come by natural means. I used to wonder how they're going to come, but now we know one of the ways they're going to come, through terrorism. And then he says, there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. And so Jesus warned us that there will be terrible things or terrorist acts which will continue, and no doubt they will get much worse in the year 2002 and from then on. So this coming year we'll probably see a continuation of the terrorism already beginning. And also 2002 could easily see a full-scale Mideast war that's building up right now, as you know. Israel and the Arab nations around are getting more and more on edge against one another as they carry on this kind of terrorism back and forth over there in Israel. It's awful. And, of course, we need to understand that when that happens, it's going to affect America. We're the big protector of Israel. And that's one reason, of course, that there's so many in the Arab world, the Muslim world, hate us, because we're backing Israel. The Jews are wonderful people. They should never be treated like they have been treated in Germany. And now in the Middle East, it's a terrible thing to these people who have been called the people of the book, the people God has blessed and used in many ways, and people of great talent and great warmth and great love. And certainly God loves the Arab people and all the people of the world. But it's a terrible thing. It's going to get worse. Picture the beautiful city of Jerusalem that God has used. This city has been a tremendous center of where God has worked down through the years. The beautiful buildings there, the temple, and of course we need to realize that the place is going to blow up. And there's going to be more rioting and no doubt a Middle East conflict before it's all over. So let's understand. This would bring in, of course, the United States and might stir up Muslims all over the world even more than they're already stirred up against the United States and Britain. And that can have a lot of side effects, including the oil supply and all the rest of it. Also, the year 2002 will see an increase in power of a coming European empire. A European empire is rising up right now under your nose, and Satan may be guiding world events within God's will. He overall controls, but Satan could be stirring this up and causing people to get their mind just on the terrorism and forget about what's happening in Europe. In fact, Germany and some nations of Europe are running into the void now, created by the lack of leadership of the United States in certain situations. And they're sending their ambassadors, they're sending their troops, and they're going to rise up more and more. And the United States and the British people have been distracted from looking at that and understanding what is going to happen in this revival of the Holy Roman Empire. Watch the coming European empire expand in power and influence. Unless we Americans and British really repent, we're going to be given corrective punishment by God in a way that He has never, ever done in modern times. I hope you individually will want to wake up. And again, please call or write for our truly powerful booklet entitled, What's Ahead for America and Britain? This beautiful booklet will be sent to you absolutely free upon your request. It gives you the vital key to really understand prophecy. So call now and request your copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now, my friends, notice a prophecy specifically for us today. God says in Ezekiel 5, verse 4, He says, then take some of them, some few God is protecting from the terrible Holocaust that's coming, and throw them into the midst of the fire. Some, even in a place of safety, turn away from God, and they're put right back into the trouble. For He said, from there a fire will go out into all the house of Israel. Not some of it, all 12 tribes. the 10 tribes of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, including, of course, the Jews, the Levites, and others in the house of Judah. This punishment is going to come upon all of us. Notice chapter 6 now in verse 11 in this continuing prophecy. He says, "Thus says the eternal God, pound your fist and stamp your feet and say, alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel." All of our mounting sins, our rebellion against God. That's why God is beginning to remove His protective hand from us. God's not doing all these things necessarily. He's allowing evil men to do them. But for the last 200 years, God has blessed America and Britain immeasurably. And now He's beginning to remove His protective hand. And trouble after trouble is coming upon us. Please understand, upon the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by famine, lack of food, and by disease epidemics. It's all beginning to happen. Over in chapter 7, he identifies the time element here. Notice verse 19. He said, "They will throw their silver into the streets. Their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and gold will not be able to save them in the day of the wrath of the Lord." The time setting is just before God's direct intervention in what is called the day of the Lord, when the trumpet plagues are poured out. This is a prophecy for the time of the end. Notice Ezekiel chapter 7 and now verse 26. Disaster will come upon disaster. Disaster. We used to have, it seemed like everything went good for us. America grew and got more and more land, and the British Empire spread around the world, and God helped us win World War I. God helped us win World War II. God gave us the breaks. But now all of a sudden, the tables are turned. It's going the other way because we have turned away from God. We are not obeying God. Things will turn increasingly nasty for the United States and the British descended peoples. You watch it. See who's right. You watch it. The proof is in the pudding. Disaster will come upon disaster, rumor upon rumor. They will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. They won't be able to understand, because they've been cutting themselves off from God. And now, my friends, think about the job of God's true servants on earth today. God does have true servants, and He tells us what we ought to be doing and what all true ministers ought to be doing. Notice, again, in this book of Ezekiel, written over 100 years after Israel's first and only punishment, talking about a coming punishment upon the house of Israel, upon us today, because it's never happened since that first punishment, and this was written after that time. Notice Ezekiel 33, verse 1. "Again the word of the Lord came to me," Ezekiel writes, "saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring a sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him a watchman. And many thousands of you have made me a watchman. You've told me to do this. You want me to do this. You've been supporting me in doing this." God does have true servants on earth today. When He sees the sword coming upon the land, if He blows the trumpet and warns the people, that's what we're trying to do, to warn you ahead of time. It's not fully happening yet. No. Do you want us to wait till the dam is burst and the water is coming in your house? It would be too late. "Then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning if the sword come and takes him away, his blood will be upon his own head." If you won't listen, the blood will be upon your head, my friends. God help you to understand and to act on the truth. "Now, he heard the sound of the trumpet, but he did not take warning. His blood will be upon him. But he who takes warning will save his life." That's what you need to do, to save your life. And your eternal life as well. "But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet," some people don't like this strong preaching, but you've got to have it. And if I would draw back and be afraid and say, well, we can't blow the trumpet, we can't warn our nation because it's not popular, let's get in the mainstream, millions of you out there would never hear the truth. And so if he does not blow the trumpet and the people are not warned and the sword comes and takes any person away from them, he is taken away in his iniquity, that is this sinner, some of you who would not listen, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand, you see, if the watchman does not give the warning. So you, son of man, he speaks to me, he speaks to any true and faithful minister, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them from me. That's what God says. And that's what this message is all about. Verse 10, if you would. Therefore, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? We're just going to die, you know. Well, no, you don't have to stay in that condition at all, because God says, say to them, as I live, says the eternal God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? So I ask you in Jesus' name, all of you out there, please begin to take this program seriously. Don't just sit on your seats. Get up and act and do something about the Word of God. Study in a way you have never studied. Get down on both knees if you can and pray to God and ask God for help, for understanding, for courage to act on the truth. Begin to obey God's Ten Commandments as we tell you to do. See that they are there, that you ought to be obeying them. And the mainstream Christianity says you don't have to obey them. Try to come and see what is true Christianity and seek the God of the Bible in a way you have never, never, ever done before. And again, call now and request this absolutely vital booklet. It's entitled, What's Ahead for America and Britain? Study this important booklet and act upon it. And ask God, again, as I've said, to give you the courage, the understanding, the faith to act on the truth. You need to really act on these things we're giving you. I don't usually give you this strong an exhortation, but you need it. These things we've talked about are beginning to happen in a big, big way now. You really need to get off your seat and begin to do something about it. Act on the truth. Not the hearers of the law, but the doers of the law shall be justified, God says. You know, one important maxim I heard years ago from a very wise man, knowledge is of no value except it is as used and applied. This knowledge we give you out of the Word of God is going to do you no good unless you do something about it. And I pray that you will. So tune in every week to Tomorrow's World Television program. Hear what we have to say. Listen carefully and try to act on what you hear. Each week, Richard Ames and I will give you the real meaning behind today's news and the meaning of life itself. So tune in every week. Take time, make time for this vital program. Make it a vital part of your life. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.